In her eyes, and I see hope in her smile. I will sail the seas of time with love as a friend of mine.
Oh, dear, oh.
Breath of life is in her kiss, and a million stars touch my lips.
New Earth. My name is Janice Barcello here at Republic Broadcasting Network. So happy to be part of this station and encouraging all of you, please do donate if you have the means to keep us online and keep us going. We really need the support, folks. So whatever you can do, big or small, please just reach in to your hearts and your wallets and extend a hand. We'd be so grateful. Thank you very, very much. And I hope everybody's doing okay during these extremely insane times. I cannot believe how challenging things are right now. But I have an interesting guest today. He's been on my show a couple of times before, and he sent me an email the other day that really piqued my interest, and I thought it would pique the interest of my listeners as well. His name is Max Schneider. Max, welcome back to the show.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right. Your audio's a little low. I said something to the board op. I think one of the problems is everybody calls in with different phone settings, and every phone has a different algorithm or protocol when it interfaces with another system, and everyone's adjusting audio. But it just seems like your audio's down a little low, and I can't hear. But I got to leave the speakerphone on because I can't hear you if I don't.
Okay, that's fine. You're coming in loud and clear. It's probably that the fact that you're on speakerphone that you can hear me. But I don't use a phone, Max. I won't touch the shit. I'm completely over all aspects of this entire satanic civilization, including all of its technology. So that is not part of my life at all. My microphone settings have been the same for the past 5 years. So whatever's happening, I hope you can hear me. You had sent me an email the other day, Max, that totally piqued my interest with respect to, number one, the judicial system. And you were speaking specifically about your understanding of what the word bar means when somebody joins the bar. Can you share with my listeners the information you have about that?
Yes. I'm always falling upon things by accident, or like the Kristallnacht entry. We'll get to that. And you want to frame your thoughts as if you're talking to a lawyer. You have to make sense. And we've been taught to talk in cartoon language where we're entertained. We're never thinking about the structure of our thoughts or framing our thoughts. So my friend, I was like, oh, the Bar Association. I'm like, it never made sense to me. Like, what do you mean the bar? What, were you getting the barrister? What is that, the banister in the middle of the courtroom there? What is this thing I got to hop over here? That's the dividing line. That's saying us against the goy. And the Bar Association is a closed loop. Frankly, they need to be shut down, and they need worse. Everybody I know is getting screwed by their lawyers, and I thought I had it bad. We're talking people losing their estates through inheritances, through trusts that the stepmom forged all these documents, and then you got like four lawyers helping this stepmother, and I'm trying to help this woman, you know, get through this criminality of it all. And I'm like, we got to start filing charges with the police. And that's what you do. I called the DA. They're like, you got to file charges with the police. Like, if you're having a problem with the lawyer, with a judge, you go right there, do what they do. Start filing charges on them. Cite them. Once you violate your oath, which is violating my rights, the due process, if you people know what due process is, to be heard, there's got to be transparency. And, people need to start filing charges.
But I was specifically,
Yeah, I'm getting to the bar part. So this, my friend called.
I want you to get to the language of it.
Yes. My friend sent me, called it license to the Bar Mitzvah Association. I chuckled for a minute. I was like, she's absolutely right. I don't even know if she understood what she said. And I'm like, well, I decided to like Google bar. What does that mean in Hebrew? It means son, S-O-N, son. You know, so you're licensed to the son of a Jew. And if you're licensed to the son of the commandments, which is the law, the Old Testament Torah is the law, which is what Jesus tried to tell everybody, and then they nailed him to the cross. So bar means you're licensed to the bar mitzvah, which is a closed Jewish loop. And you have to pay a lot of money to get a lawyer, and they'll probably screw you anyway. This is my experience. So we have your license to serve the Jewish legal system. This is why people need to...
When you're a member of the bar refers to being a son of a Jew.
Bar means son in Hebrew.
Okay. So you're the son of a Jew...
If you added mitzvah to it, would be obvious.
Right. And so the word bar mitzvah, wait, I want to slow down, Max. The word bar mitzvah means son of the commandments, son
correct.
Of the law, of the Jewish law.
Correct.
So when you're licensed to the bar, you become a Jew. By agency. These are your words, yes?
Yes. Correct.
And you also said they dropped the word mitzvah because they used it, it would be too obvious what people are becoming when they become members of the bar.
Okay, what is the word? You know, in Hebrew, they read left to right to left. So what is bar backwards?
Rabbi, Rob. Steel.
That's how they speak in broken forms of code. It's obvious what BA, and I just discovered that 2 days ago. I put things like New York Times. What is Times backwards?
What does that mean?
If you read it in Hebrew, what is Times backwards?
Oh, Semite.
Semite, yes. So it's this constant inculcation through word pollution, word games, mind effery, just constant hammering. I call it gaslighting, social engineering. You know,
it's also part of satanic rituals, like to read the Bible backwards. They read everything backwards. So what they're doing is they're turning our reality on its head. Every single thing that they put their fingers into gets turned on its head. This includes the language. It's upside down and backwards, which
correct.
Is a curse. It's all curse.
Right.
It's cursing and sorcery.
Right. And that's in Isaiah where they turn everything upside down and backwards. Light and will be dark. Dark will be light.
I mean, I was reading... A piece by Kurt Barker. He was born into a satanic bloodline. Of course, he's a Jew. He's no longer in a body. But he was telling about one ritual that they attended before they assassinated John F. Kennedy, where the people were going counterclockwise in a circle around pictures of Kennedy, if I remember backwards, and reading the Bible backwards just prior to them assassinating him. So this is all a way of leveling curses on people.
I have personal observation on many conspiracies that are completely contrary to what everybody believes. So when people say things, you know, like the nuclear bombs, and you can ask Monica, she doesn't believe nuclear bombs are real. And I've studied, you go back and look at the footage, and you go, I can see how that's fake. I can see how they faked Hiroshima, because you have to understand, they're only getting the Hollywood newsreels and whatever they blather over shortwave radio at that time. And this is a really incredible, shocking thing for people. So everyone gets immediately emotionally attached to the fact that they see this Hollywood newsreel, some flash going off, but they napalm Japan.
You know what's even more disturbing to me, okay? All of the things that are alleged to happen with nuclear weapons are happening with the wireless grid. Okay, every issue that they say is related to ionizing radiation is being caused by non-ionizing radiation as well. So they don't need nuclear weapons, my friends. They have this grid in place. They can blow up any area of any part of this earth or the cosmos at this point. Okay.
Look at Hawaii. I got to interrupt. I was asking you about Hawaii this morning. I'm like, and I make a fire every day to cook over. I'm like basically camping on my property because I'm broke. Okay? I'm in survival mode right now with black helicopters literally flying over my house 5 days in a row. And always the first one goes, treetop level over my house as low as they can go. First one, 5 days in a row. And I'm thinking, about time we had a little excitement around here.
Well, I want people to understand the magnitude of the danger that we are in and the danger for this earth. Okay, look what they just did to Lahaina on Maui. Okay, in one instant,
That's why people were jumping into the ocean. Everything was just completely on flames. They had boats out in the water on flames. And I sent, I watched this video and they have this 10-second loop of this tree burning from the inside out. Now, is that manufactured somewhere, or did this really happen? How fake is the video footage I'm looking at?
You know, some of the footage that they're showing is happening in Lahaina, actually happened in California. So we got to be careful about what people are presenting. I mean, you can tell if it's Lahaina, especially those of us that have lived on Maui for any length of time, and you can tell if it's footage from somewhere else. Okay, but it's the same weaponry that they're using, and I got a bulletin for people. These weapons include smart meters. They're blowing up people's houses. The houses are being obliterated into dust, okay, with houses next door left untouched. This is not a coincidence. It is because the smart meters are weapons. And everybody's sitting on their butts using their Wi-Fi and all their other wireless devices, not bothering to learn the information that I've been sharing and take action to get these meters off their houses, to get this toxic technology out of their homes. And so guess what? You are massively endangering your lives and the lives of everything around you.
Well, here's the thing. You don't need to have a phone, and you're still affected by all the digital radiation, all that stuff going through the airwaves. You know, we're getting hammered. I think that this high-pitched whine, since I don't have a smart meter on my house anymore, is get it off my house. But I got the high-tension wires about 40 or 50 feet from my head, and I think that's what's emitting this really high-pitched kind of sound. I think the high-tension wires got to go.
Well, it's also that
they're no good either, you know. So it's all bad. The wiring in your house, you know. I don't want to get on your case, but your computer is emitting radiation. Put a little AM radio up to your computer, and you're going to hear wee 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 wee. You're going to hear all the electronics.
That is called dirty electricity, Max. Okay,
right.
It's not when you know. Well, I have a Mac laptop. 2016. There's no EMF coming off of this laptop. It's in here, inside my Faraday. Let me finish, please. inside my Faraday canopy, and I have meters, two different meters. There's nothing coming off the computer. There's blue light coming off the computer that you should shield your screen to protect your eyes. And there's dirty electricity. Without question, that's what you're hearing with the AM radio. And what you're hearing otherwise, the high-pitched sound, is the ultrasound that now fills our airwaves because of the wireless grid. All wireless frequencies are ultrasonic. They're in the ultrasonic range. Okay? All wireless frequencies are emitting ultrasound. Your phone is emitting ultrasound. All of your apps on your phone are ultrasonic. They operate through ultrasound. And people hear it. Go ahead.
It's all part of the collective toxic sociology. It's not just these Wi-Fi and the digital. It's like people on pills, the poisons, the fluoride in the water, the fluoride in your food, all the chemicals in your food, having to deal with people who are alcoholic and pill-laden, like call them Jew pills. You know, there's so many problems. It's not just, you know, my only lifeline is this stupid damn phone you keep telling me to get rid of, but I can't get rid of it because I wouldn't be able to hear RBN, and I wouldn't be able to be talking right now, so I have to take the hit.
I understand, because you're not on the grid at all. You're living totally on the edge, and there is no other way for you to communicate right now.
Right.
And yeah, so I get it. The phone should be off whenever it's not in use. That's critical. You don't just leave the damn thing on 24/7
To plug RBN and please send your donations. I'm listening to it almost all day long on this stupid thing. So I'm really grateful for it. And, you know, I think, you know, I don't know. There's so many things wrong. I don't know what to talk about. But did you want to talk about Alfred and Monica and the...
before we go to that, I want to finish this issue with the bar, okay?
Okay.
There was much more that you said. So when somebody joins the bar, a lawyer joins the bar, you said it means they're serving Jewish interests, which involves...
You're now licensed to the bar mitzvah, to the Jewish legal system, the Jewish culture, Jewish political interests. You know, making sure you back the Holocaust fraud. And so I framed my argument to sound legal, like you have to put evidence up. Also, one of my techniques is instead of trying to prove them wrong, I try to get them to prove their position. One, it makes them work, and they're the ones making the claim, not us. I don't know anything about a Holocaust. What are you talking about? How did this happen? You know, how do you march 6 million Jews to the gas chambers without a riot? It's not possible.
Well,
and there's so many things wrong because, thanks to RBN and Deanna Spingola, she put me down the path of not only finding you, but the history of World War II, which was incredible. And, you know, people need to send their donations to RBN now.
Thank you, Max. That was really, really helpful. I appreciate you just doing that. Yes, it would be enormously helpful for people. You know, you're gaining so much.
Can I finish about the bar? Because I found out, you know, the bar is the British Accredited Registry. Somebody invented this thing, and it's like, it sounds good, but what are these words they're using? British Accredited Registry. Accredited Registry is basically sort of registering yourself with this entity of the British. Brit meaning circumcised, or, you know, like B'nai, Brit Milah. It means circumcision. Ish is the covenant. You're now registered with
We've got to go to break. I'm so sorry. We'll be back in just a few minutes. So hang around.
It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new way. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're back. Max, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You want me to continue on? British means covenant. British accredited registry actually means the same thing. That you have, you're registered and accredited by the Brothers of the Foreskin Cut. You become part of the You become part of the Jewish Brotherhood, which means you're a narcissist.
It also means you're a Satanist, okay? My friends, when you cut off the foreskin, this is the mark of the beast, okay? You are being marked to be part of a satanic cult. That's what it's for. You're also being marked as a slave, someone who will be enslaved to the leaders of that cult. It is a Jewish cult. It is a Luciferian cult. And the entity that commands circumcision is obviously God's adversary. Because the Creator doesn't create a foreskin, right? It's all designed to activate human love and bonding, just to turn around and tell people to cut it off. Okay? The one who tells people to cut it off is God's adversary.
Right.
That's That's who the Jews worship. Christians worship.
Not to mention that it dramatically impacts your sex life.
Well, I'm not interested in sexual pleasure.
I know you're not, but a lot of men and a lot of young men. People need to manage their sex life, and they can't do it because they're circumcised.
Well, they could do it.
So it's because this whole pornography thing.
Look, they don't do it because they're addicted to sexual pleasure. And they're addicted to sexual pleasure because they have no real connection to spiritual love, to earthly love, to the love that is designed for us to experience on this earth. And so they settle for this ridiculously impotent substitute called orgasm and think that that's the be-all, end-all. And it is, you know, it is for those who can't access love. All they can access is a physical, fleeting, depleted experience of sexual pleasure. And I mean, it is depleting. You get, this is a whole topic I wasn't expecting to go into.
Well, let me make one little point, and then we can talk about, I think, it isn't really about sex. I think men need to learn how to touch women properly without it always being sexual. There's no intimacy. There's no massage. There's none of all this good stuff that leads up to the sex if she decides she wants to have sex with you. I'm doing the rock and roll lifestyle, and girls love that stuff. You take advantage of the situation. You know, and to me, it's not always about sex. It's like, you know, maybe it's about rubbing your shoulders and making you like me. And sort of like, if I got you to like me, I didn't need to have sex with you now. But you better be smart and interesting, because after sex, we better play chess or something. I don't know. We don't make our relationships interesting enough to, like, you're always thinking about sex. You know, the fun part was the foreplay. I mean, orgasm, you don't need to have intercourse to have an orgasm. You know, so, you know, you can't, we're not sexless humans, you know, and, you know, I understand you've had your experiences with whatever was going on. And, you know, I have my experiences, and a lot of guys out there and a lot of men and women want to hook up, you know, and if you're going to, you know, we're adults, you can't really say no. Just keep your hands off the children. Can we move on to the next subject?
Well, I'd like to finish it off with some profound thoughts about sex, okay, about circumcision, because there is a tremendous focus on sexual pleasure. I want people to always come back to the fact that love is what has been attacked, and it is love, I mean, long-term, enduring human love that creates bonded families that are the foundation for healthy civilizations. That's what's gone. That's what's missing. That's what's needed to live a truly healthy, joyful life. I don't care about foreplay. I don't care about all these other things. What I care about and what we need to start caring about is the preservation of love in families and understanding how to attract the right kind of beloved to us and not settle for somebody that provides sexual pleasure, because it is stunted. It is a ridiculous substitute for enduring human love. And I know we got to go to break, and I will ask Frank please to skip the last break if possible. Thank you for listening to my to my thoughts on it. Love is what matters, folks. That's the bottom line.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Everybody, we're here with Max Schneider. Max, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is going back to this bar thing, because I find what you say very interesting about this. You say that people that join the bar are, because they're serving Jewish interests, they are involved in the usurpation of white Christian civilization, which is called communism. Okay, you also say that Jews are an antichrist group, right? They killed Christ. They hate Christians. Their Talmud is filled with, you know, vicious attacks against Jesus and against Christians. But there's something interesting you also said, that because they're guilty of killing Jesus, they're all cursed. It's a metaphysical curse. Can you talk about that? Yeah, there you go.
In the Bible, it says the sins of the father visit upon the children, and that lasts four generations, which means it probably keeps rolling over because the sins keep getting repeated. That's one way of explaining it, but it's karma. You know, that's why to repent from being a Jew, you have to be sincere. There's no, you know, it's like, I got to get away from these people. I want nothing to do with them. Even though I'm born from this, I got to get away from it. And there's Jews that will tell you that because they're sick of their own culture. And being in New York, I've known Jewish families, and they're not all that functional. And remember that video, that video I sent you with the Vicky on Oprah?
Yeah.
You should play that for the audience sometime.
Well, that's an idea. I bet a lot of people have heard. This woman was born also, like Kurt Barker, this woman was born into a satanic / Jewish bloodline. And there were, you know, satanic rituals going on in her home all the time. Even though these people present themselves as upstanding citizens, you know, respectable people, number one, they're not people. They're not fully human, friends. And number two, they're bloody evil. And I'll tell you something, Max, and everybody listening. I was hopeful that I could connect with Jewish people that were willing to denounce their Anunnaki genetics, that were willing to denounce the evil that goes through them. I've had Jewish students come through my parenting program. They never finish. They never finish the program, and that's because we do a ceremony during the program to rid ourselves of any connection we have to those evil genetics. And the Jewish students will not do it. They will not.
And to be fair, you know, non-Jewish genetics aren't all spiritually good that either. You know, all races, because I try to go back and I try to understand, like, why is the medieval and the dark ages so effed up? I mean, it's just complete barbaric bloodbath, people playing with body parts, and, you know, both sides of Jews and Gentiles were consuming body parts, or cannibals. And I think war is a good front. Camouflage, you're going off the, I don't even get it, but, you know, it's a good front for sex slavery, rape, cannibalism, whatever they can grab when nobody's looking, my opinion.
Well, we have to understand that all of us, because we're born in through the Luciferian hospital system, because we're conceived in a Luciferian way through carnal activity, okay, because we're exposed to ultrasound and wireless technologies, we have been conditioned literally to align ourselves with the Luciferian world, not to mention that we're injected with the genetics.
Well, you have to break the witchcraft spell.
Well, yeah.
Some people can't do it.
You do that.
You have to notice there's a problem, and then you got to go, I got to get from point A to point B to solve the problem. And on the way, you're going to get knocked off track. You get back on track. And you're going to get knocked off again. You get back on track until you get to B. Or die fighting. People got to get on the warrior's path. And nothing changes until all four races, all four colors of the wind realize Jews are Satanists. And until that, there's no going forward. There's no just talking about some vaccine. Because why is anyone going to a Jewish doctor? You know, a couple guys on RBN here were talking about the RMA vaccine. I'm like, I don't care what's in there. You can't tell me what's in there. You have no idea what's in there. You know, why are you even considering putting the needle in your arm?
Or anywhere. I mean, right now we're learning even that dental anesthetic, the Novocaine, has the graphene oxide and the wireless technologies that we're finding in the COVID jab. You can't let them inject you with anything, friends.
Pills, radiation, chemo, a Jewish doctor standing between your wife's legs, white guys?
Really? Exactly. So, and that's one of the interesting things, is that the men, okay, a lot of women will say they want to do home birth, and it's the fathers who push them to go to the hospital. It's the men who are insisting that they go through the hospital system. And all too often, this is changing now, it's the men that insist.
Is that true?
That's true. And all too often, it's the men that are insisting that their sons be circumcised. Okay?
I see a lot of women pushing for it.
I know, there are. No question.
In the intactivist groups I belong to, you know, it's black women bringing their babies. I got to cut that right off. It's the closest they can get to castrating their baby because these women hate men.
Well, we're all damaged. We're all part of a Luciferian matrix to varying degrees.
I say satanic, because that's what it is. It's totally satanic. Lucifer was some angel in heaven. I don't know what the hell happened from there down to here, but, you know, it's satanic. They're adversarial to Creator, and I don't understand why any angel would rebel, but apparently it's part of the story. I'm still trying to get my mind around it.
I'll tell you the story, okay, so that you understand, and that everybody understands. Luciferianism is the highest level of Satanism. Satanism is for the, you know, for the newbies. It's very mild compared to what they're doing in Luciferian cults. Satanism is the intro level, okay? Lucifer was an angel. This is the story. You know, he decided that he didn't like the idea of God creating mankind, because mankind was going to be higher on the hierarchy level than the angels. And Lucifer was enraged about this. And this is why Lucifer hates mankind with a passion. So Lucifer rebelled and said, they are not better than me. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove how flippin' lame your creation is, God, by attacking mankind and attacking all of God's creations. And he's done a good job, hasn't he? Because we have been willing to be impotent and pathetic and stupid, and to participate and invite all of this evil into our lives. Yes, give me my Wi-Fi. Yes, give me my smart TV. Yes, give me my cordless phones and my baby monitor. Yes, give me my smart meter. Yes, give me my vaccine.
Give me my Ambien. Give me my oxycodone. Give me my Xanax. Give me my Klonopin. You know, Ambien and two other types of sleeping pills kill. This just these three sleeping pills kills, and I think it's conservative, 150,000 people a year. That's just those pills.
I had a friend commit suicide that was taking Klonopin, so I know how serious these drugs are hurting a lot of people. But that's the point. So what are we doing? Marching our bodies into this Luciferian system.
Because it's so miserable, you just want to kill yourself, and you can't do it outright. You have to just slowly put yourself to sleep through alcohol, pills, you know. I'm living in the middle of this shit. You know, I'm trying to walk the straight and narrow and do the right thing, and I'm around a lot of suffering people, and I'm like, it's those pills. They're making you crazy. They put Tylenol in these pills, too, which also makes you suicidal and crazy. All these over-the-counter drugs have these chemicals in it that change your personality. So we're in a society now that's in this chronic state of sociological acaphasia, and note we can't really synchronize to have loving relationships. The alcohol is the worst. I call it liquid you. If you can't control your alcohol, you need to stop, because, you know, you're doing, my brother's doing, you know, and he hates the Jews, but he's just got to be a chronic alcoholic, and he's not happy unless he's making everybody else miserable and wrecking everything.
We have a caller, Max. I'd like to take caller Francis. What would you like to say?
Hi, folks. One reason why alcohol is so bad, of all the different pharmaceutical pharmacopoeias concerned, would be called fire water, as it was back long ago in ages past. As far as whether it be the man or a woman or whoever, regardless of ethnicity, pushing the new mom to go to the hospital to have the child instead of having a natural birth and not adulterated, because, you had the insurance coverage. You had the insurance coverage. It's basically the root of the whole problem, because they expect the insurance carrier to cover this garbage and having the child adulterated in the process. So with that, I'll let you have fun.
Okay. It's also because, thank you, Francis. It's also because there is no preparation for fathers with respect to birth, and they are in fear. They are living in fear with respect to what if something happens? We have to go to the hospital. You know, the doctors know better than we do how to fix things. So that's the mindset. There is no education except the ones that what I'm offering for the men. There's zero. The men are totally marginalized, completely. Let me finish. Do not interrupt me, please. Okay?
Sorry.
Men are totally marginalized, pushed to the periphery of the birth environment completely. Half the time, they're not even allowed in the room. In the meantime, there's dozens of other men, strangers, standing in that room while this baby is being born and his wife is giving birth. This is what's going on. What do you want to say, Max?
Oh, I've said it before, is that part of changing this world, men, you need to deliver your own babies. And let me give you a hint. She's doing all the hard work. All you have to do is just be there pretty much and create a comfortable surrounding. And, you know, I asked my friend who was the son of a doctor, well, what if it gets breached? You know, the whole thing, if it gets breached, she's probably going to come out anyway. But he goes, you reach upside and turn it around. You do what you got to do to get the baby into the world. It's not, you know, like the Amish. It dies, it dies. You move on. It's the way it is.
Yeah, and I will say that most breech births, and you can go to YouTube and, you know, Google breech birth. Go to YouTube and watch videos of people giving birth to breech twins at home, okay? So breech birth is not always an emergency, although the medical system insists that it is. It is not. And it's not always an emergency. It can be, in which case, yes, you should go to the hospital if you have an emergency situation. If you see a baby being born and the foot comes out first, go to the hospital. Okay?
Why?
Because that baby is going to have a very hard time navigating if a foot comes out first. It's different if the butt comes out first.
What's they going to do at the hospital?
Well, then, if there's a footling breach, I would say that's a call to go to the hospital and maybe have a C-section to get the baby out safely. Because the chances of that baby navigating the birth at that point are going to be slim. The baby's going to move to its side with one foot already out, okay? And it's going to be very difficult to get the baby out. And it could kill the mother as well as the baby. That's when you go to a hospital. If the baby is coming out butt first, right, usually the butt will come and the feet will be up by the head. Literally, the baby will be in like this V position. That is doable. I mean, it's rough on the mother because that's a big area. That's a big area
for the mother. Can I ask a question so it's clarified? So if one foot is coming out, the other leg is sort of up doing a side split by the head?
Yes, it could very well be that.
Now, why can't you take the foot that's coming out, push it back inside, and flip the baby around?
Well, if you have the skills to do that, most midwives don't even have these skills anymore, much less parents would know what to do to get the foot back in and to turn the baby properly without disrupting the umbilical cord. The umbilical cord is the baby's oxygen supply. So if that gets compressed, you need to know what you're doing, okay? It's really critical. If the umbilical cord gets compressed, then you're going to cut off the baby's oxygen, and the baby can have brain damage. So you've got to be careful, and you got to know what you're doing. But most babies don't come breech. Most babies come head first, and then shoulders, arms, torso, butt, legs, and feet, in that order, basically. That is the easiest way for a baby to be able to navigate the birth process. If a baby is coming out on its side, laying down on its side, when the cervix is all the way open, go to the hospital. These are reasons when there's an emergency to get medical help. Otherwise, avoid these people like the plague.
Well, that's the call. I don't know, man.
You can
I don't like the idea. That's a tough call. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. I mean, you can, Max, I am somebody whose baby died in a home birth. Okay? And I have to say that was a very, very difficult thing to go through, to lose a baby because you're trying so hard to avoid having them be hurt by the medical establishment. And this was years before I understood the real danger of the medical establishment. It's only because she was born not breathing and ended up in the NICU that I realized what the hell is going on in these institutions. What do you want to say?
I wonder what the Amish would do.
Well, I'm sure babies die, not very often. What people also need to understand is that you should not approach home birth if you have not sought to heal your birth trauma. Why am I saying that? Because you're going to end up giving birth the way you were born. If you were born in a hospital and you were born in trauma, the likelihood that trauma will repeat itself when you go to give birth is very high. And not only that, but it will escalate with each time a traumatized person goes to give birth. Each baby will be more damaged. The birth will be harder very often, unless you become conscious of the birth trauma and seek to heal it. Traumatic repetition is very real and very important for us to understand. Go ahead, Max. What?
How do you prevent a breech baby?
Well, there's many things you can do prior to birth, to try to get the baby to turn. There's acupuncture, there's chiropractic treatments, there's a website called spinningbabies.com, which gives you a whole slew of ideas about how to get the baby to turn. Okay, basically, when we look into prenatal psychology, we find that breech babies are afraid to be born. They want to go back to the spirit world. Because at some level, they know they're coming in to help.
No, not again!
Yes, yes. So understanding pre- and perinatal psychology, understanding the trauma that we've had in the womb and during birth, this is all part of pre- and perinatal psychology, seeking to not just understand, but to heal ourselves and to understand what's going on for the babies. Like, we're so completely self-absorbed in our own experiences, we forget there's a conscious being in here having its own emotions and its own thoughts and its own fears about coming into this world. And breech babies have what's called divine homesickness. This is one of the issues. There may be other issues involved in the mother's posture, the mother's use of the devices. I mean, a baby may be trying to, you know, get all the way up in the womb to try to protect itself from the radiation or from the ultrasound. We need to wake up.
The list is it's endless. The assaults.
It's also possible to get educated, come to my website, birthofanewearth.com, participate in my classes, join my ministry, you know, $20 a year, and come to the fellowship meetings and educate yourselves. Wake up. Wake up and take action. We are not, you know, we have conditioned helplessness, learned helplessness that we have to break through.
Didn't indigenous women, they'd be out in the fields working when they were pregnant, and the baby would just come out while they were standing up?
I mean, yes, and this is true for black slaves in America. They'd be working out in the fields and squat and give birth. Okay?
So there's a way of doing it without breaching the baby, you know? I mean, if you're going to have a baby, obviously from the very start, you have to plan to not have your baby breach. And you have to operate in ways and can't be laying around all day long. You know, probably got to be out working and gardening and doing stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it is the mother's posture, the way she's sitting on a regular basis, that's encouraging the baby to be in a breech position. Don't worry about it if the baby is breech until you're like a week and a half or 2 weeks out, okay? Before that, do not worry about it. Do not even give it a second thought. It does not matter what position the baby is in before that time. Do not let them pressure you, scare you, fool you. Don't even go for an ultrasound. Don't even let them touch you. Stay away. Get a midwife who knows how to palpate the womb and feel where the baby's head is and where the baby's butt is. Do not let them use a fetal heart monitor. This is really a lot of ultrasound. Okay? It's massive, massive attack. All of this is critical for people to understand, whoever can reproduce. And fewer people are going to be able to reproduce. But those who can need to access my work. You're not going to find this information really anywhere else. Nobody talks about this publicly. It needs to be talked about. It needs to be addressed. We need to get conscious, all of us. Max, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah,
you have 10 seconds. Any last word?
The Bar Association is a Jewish organized crime syndicate, and it needs to be shut down now.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you again next week. Thanks, Max. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, everybody. Bye for now.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.